Andrew McCann is here. We want to get to know our rights. Andrew, how are you?
Good, well, thanks, Colin.
Know your consumer rights. First off, the book, which is, it's you're saying you're doing a deal.
Yeah, I'm going to do a special deal. I'm going to be very good. €15, including postal packaging. Yeah, so, and you get it before Christmas and all, so...
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm on the back.
You're on the back, exactly, yeah.
Okay, as a quote, is there anything this man doesn't know about consumer rights? His contributions to the Colm Hayes Show have become invaluable information pieces for our audience, and his advice has assisted many people to the minefield. That is consumer rights.
Yeah, that's
did
it.
I write that?
You did write that, yeah. Oh,
thanks very much.
Thank you.
Can I have my picture next time? okay, so where can people get
it? Yeah, so people can get it online at openpress.com. So right. Just put in the special promo as 2FM Consumer, all one word.
Yeah.
Or they can phone Dublin 01-278-5090. And €15, including P&P. Good, Chris Kindle, present and all. And guaranteed next week, yeah.
You'll deliver it?
If needs be, I will.
Okay. Because yeah. I was telling you, we were talking about that yesterday, where a woman got a kettle thrown over her wall.
Oh, yeah. We'll make sure they get there.
You see Andrew in the car just flipping the way. There you go, Mrs. Catch. Anyway, it's invaluable stuff in there. Know your consumer rights. Really, really important. And again, yeah, everything I said in the back is true. Because once you come on, the amount of questions we get, and I know even if we don't deal with them all.
You do follow them all up, absolutely.
You follow them all up, which is really good. And this is all about Christmas consumer rights.
Yes.
God, one of the big times. And we were only talking last week about buying online, getting stuff delivered. When it's delivered, it's broken. So there's so many questions. Let me go through a few.
Yeah.
I purchased an item for Christmas. What happens if the fault is only found after Christmas?
Yeah, I suppose sometimes with Santa items, these things can happen, you know, through production. So that can happen. So I suppose it's very, very important just to keep a little note of where you got it from, and organise to try and contact whoever you need to contact as soon as possible afterwards. So as soon as you know, or as soon as you see anything that happens, just get in contact with the people you need to get in contact with, and get it done as quickly as possible.
See, I suppose the problem is how soon is soon, because a lot of places aren't going to be open.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, if you're buying a present for somebody for Christmas and you bought it a while ago, and you know, maybe just have a quick look at it, check it out, make sure it's working. Don't forget the oil battery is very important. Yeah. And if you notice something at that stage, bring it back as soon as you can. But, you know, the law says as soon as you become aware of the problem. So it's reasonable that people will become aware of these things after the Christmas period.
Okay.
And to bring them back as soon as you can after the Christmas period.
And again, I suppose shops have to realise that as well. It's not going to be the next day. It could be 3 or 4 weeks.
It could be 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, it'd be different if you're talking 6 months down the line. But, you know, you'll generally find most of the case you'll get back in late December, early January. And they should be resolved very quickly.
I know we've spoken about this chestnut so many times. And again, it needs to be repeated. And it's happened to me many times. You go back and they go, no, that's the manufacturer's fault. That'll have to go back to the Taiwan.
All baloney. Yeah, baloney. Total baloney, baloney. Baloney. Total baloney. From the point of view, it's very, very clear. You go into a shop, you buy an item over the counter from the shop, you have a deal with the shop. The shop are responsible for the item. Yeah. None of this rubbish sent to the manufacturer, or you have to ring this number, that number, or you have to get in contact with that person. You purchase something, you have proof of purchase, you have your receipt, your credit card slip, your laser slip. They are responsible. The law is very clear. It's very black and white on this one. Don't be fobbed off.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground, absolutely.
But the manager's not here at the moment, Andrew, and I'm only an assistant, so no. So what do you
do? I don't know the law. Right, so I suppose the steps are
very
clear.
I don't know the law, I'm only 18.
I had one fella argue with me at an Irish store. I said, do you know the law? I said, you don't know what you're talking about.
Did you produce a book?
I did.
Have you heard what Colm Hayes said about me?
But, okay, very clear. So stand your ground, just be assertive, I suppose, the assertive but not aggressive. You know, quote from the law. You get the book, it'd be all the quotes are in that. Be very clear, look, if it's not working, it's not doing what it's meant to do. It's meant to last. It's meant to do what it's meant to do. I want it replaced or repaired. Now, the problem is, it's the store have the final decision about what they will do. So they can decide to replace it for you.
Okay.
They can decide to repair it for you, or they can decide to give you a refund. So you can't go in to saying, I want my money back. Okay.
Okay.
Now, in most cases, if it's a brand new item, the simple thing is just to replace it. That's normally the case. You generally won't find new items shouldn't be sent off for repair. It should be replaced without quibble or refund. So don't fall into the repair situation for brand new items. But at the end of the day, that's the problem.
I mean, like, I'll give you my example, because I'm sure it's like so many people. I did fall awful lot a number of years ago on a TV.
Yes.
And they sent it off for repair.
Yes.
And it was like at least 6 weeks later, I'm still calling in. Yeah. Eventually they give it back to me and the same problem was still there.
Yeah.
Came back again with it a second time and they said, look, really sorry, we'll send it back again.
Yeah.
Got it about another 8 weeks. And it's still a little purple line was down. And do you know what I did? I just said, I'll just watch it with one eye, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I should have stood my ground. Yeah, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are very good, large electrical stores who have very good customer service and some that don't, right?
And
it's, I suppose it's important before you buy something to find out what sort of policy in place, how good they are, talk to friends and neighbours, do a bit of checking out, because some have better policies than others. And you want a situation, if something happens, you want to replace, you don't want a big issue, you don't want a big hoo-ha. The other thing is a bit of a con, you know, this buying this extra warranty business.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you go into large stores and say, do you want to buy this extra warranty? To be very clear, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
The law protects you. And the only thing that could be of benefit to you is it has a built-in sort of accidental damage.
Right, okay.
Which can be very handy for young kids or whatever. You know, it falls off the table, you spill
the laptop or the iPad,
beverage on it, whatever. Yeah. That's the only benefit, because if it's anything else, it's covered under law anyway.
Okay.
So it's your decision and don't be forced into making it.
Just one of the other ones, again, this has happened to me, and I wanted to actually stand up and have an argument, but my wife dragged me away. And it was when we were buying shoes, and your man said, you need the box. And I said, I don't really need the box.
Yes.
I've loads of stuff in the car. Can you just dump the box?
Yeah.
If you don't, if you're bringing them back and you don't have the box, we can't.
No, that's
company
another,
policy.
Another baloney.
I actually wanted to say that.
It's a company policy. It's not a legislative requirement. I suppose you can argue for electrical items that maybe if there's a code or something to determine a batch.
Yeah,
so if there's a batch fault or something like that. But you don't need the original packaging. I mean, the packaging goes out in the green bin pretty much straight away, doesn't it? It's gone or whatever. So, you know, I mean, you don't keep that package in the attic in case something happens in a couple of months or years' time.
Because there's a pair of shoes, in 4 days' time, they could split unnecessarily because it's bad manufacturing. I've got rid of the box that day.
It's not to do with the box.
But if I go back and say, look, these split, there's the receipt. Yeah. Oh, well, you don't have the box.
No, rubbish.
Okay.
Total rubbish. Not green rubbish,
And I'd like to apologise for anybody who sounds like the character R2. He's the same guy in every shop, isn't he? So that's cover that. And okay, so just what you're saying, what is the difference then between a guarantee and your statutory rights? Because you get this guarantee for 6 years.
So you get another, you see, around at the moment, there's some stores will try and pull fast ones and put up signs to say no refunds or that sort of stuff. So just to be very clear, what you're called your statutory rights are your rights under law.
Right.
The guaranteed, cannot be changed, fully protected, right? You see other things on kettles or television, they have what's called a warranty or a guarantee, right?
Yeah.
That's provided by the manufacturer and it's in addition to your statutory rights. So sometimes a manufacturer or a washing machine might have a 3-year parts or something, or a TV. So that's between you and the manufacturer.
Right.
But don't forget, there's sometimes rules with that. You have to fill in the registration form, send them off, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
it's like getting a car. You have to get it serviced by a certain dealer on a certain time. They're by the manufacturer. But that does not, but if you don't comply with that, you're still fully protected under law, which are statutory rights, and the legislation is over 33 years old now at this stage and is still as valid as it was from day one. You are fully protected. If it's faulty, if it doesn't do what it's meant to do, you are fully protected under law, absolutely. But don't go tampering with items. Don't think you're the old expert maintenance guy. Open it up, because once you tamper with something, it removes your rights. So don't be going messing around with something. If you find a problem, bring it back.
Right.
Leave it with that.
Actually, just a quick text in. Somebody said, I got a new boiler put in last August and just noticed that it was dripping. The company who did the work charged me €80 to come out and fix it. I felt I should have been covered by warranty.
Yes, you should have. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I suppose what we're talking about here is we're talking about goods and services. So we talk about goods, we talk about merchantable quality, do what it's meant to do. When we talk about services, you expect somebody who's going to do a job for you will use the proper materials, will have the proper skills and experience. So the same principles apply. So if you're getting a job done by a builder or something like that, make sure you get a receipt, proof of what the job is, and that work should be stood over by that builder or service provider. And if problems arise, you have a right to ring them. There's an automatic backup requirement, you know, as part of that deal, and it should last a reasonable period of time. And the loss is up to 6 years, possibly.
Okay, so if they don't put in a guarantee,
yes,
the receipt still covers you under your statutory rights because
absolutely,
it's dated August and the work was complete.
They and they should have used the proper tools with a proper skill, due care and diligence. If there's a problem arise, you pick up the phone, you ring them. If they aren't prepared to fix it, you have to put a letter in writing to them, and if they still don't fix it, small claims court, right. And then you could possibly get an award to cover somebody else to fix it to a proper standard.
Can that person try and get their €80 back?
Absolutely, yes, they certainly could. Yeah,
do. Give it a shot there, absolutely. Okay, does anything change in a sale?
No, not at all. And again, to be very clear, the signs up to say your rights change in a sale or you don't have any rights regarding buying an item in a sale. The only thing to watch out for in a sale is the only thing that has changed is the price. So your rights haven't changed. If anything happens, just because the price is maybe half price or whatever, it doesn't change your rights. The only thing to watch out for is if there's a mark on a product that says shop soiled, or if there's a mark, maybe a mark on it say there's a fault with this. So before you buy something, check the item. If it doesn't have anything to say there's a problem with the tread or there's a problem with this, whatever. Because once you see that flaw, if you want to say, you make an informed choice. Yeah. Do I buy it or do I not buy it? So if you buy it and the problem has occurred, which is the problem on the item, you're not covered. But if a different problem occurs, you're still covered. So just when you're buying something, check it out, look at it. If there's no markings on it to say there's something wrong with it, you expect it to do what it's meant to do and you're fully covered.
Okay. So it shouldn't change. Now, just on online, because we were talking about online as well, and a lot of people will be hanging around waiting for the delivery man to come. What happens if you're buying something for a present and it doesn't get to you by Christmas?
Yes, okay. So again, there are very clear rules. We're talking about across Europe, across the EU area.
Yeah.
If you're buying outside Europe, you don't have any protections when it comes to shopping rights. So just be clear on that one.
Right.
So within the EU, you know, we had the day in question. There's a 30-day window. And the 30-day window says from the time of ordering to the time of delivery, that's when the contract should be complied with. And if your item arrives after 30 days or it doesn't arrive at all, the contract has been broken, the agreement has been broken, you're entitled to a full refund. Now, that won't get you out of the situation if you're waiting on a present, because that's the problem.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. So there's a 30-day follow-through period of time. If you get something and you're not happy with it, you have a 7-day window from the time that arrives to you to send it back. Now, you're responsible for the postage and get a full refund without any need for an excuse or reason. So it's very important, I suppose, to be aware of when you made the order, when it should be followed through, and if it's followed through.
Yeah.
If a company don't have the item you want, they can say to you, look, we can give you the nearest alternative. And you still have the opt-out when that arrives to change your mind and send it back and get a full refund without reason. But it's the 30-day contract period. So if the 30 day goes by, that's contract broken, full refund should be guaranteed.
And again, like everything, because you're doing that through the internet and you're not talking to anybody, possibly you're doing it by email,
there is
an opportunity for them not to reply as such, or to make it a little bit more difficult. So if that happens, if you've tried everything, is it off to court?
There's a couple of supports out there. I suppose the European Consumer Centre, ecc.ireland.ie, is a great support for people for issues across Europe, and they will interact and act for you regarding suppliers across Europe. The other thing that was brought in a couple of years ago, there's now what we call a European small claims court system. So if you buy something, for argument's sake, on Spain or in Germany when you're on holidays or whatever, and something goes wrong, you can make the complaint here in Ireland and it will be processed through Ireland to that country.
Right.
So the same principles apply regardless of where you buy it across Europe. The only exclusion, for some unknown reason, is Denmark are not in the European wide. So don't go mad buying something in Denmark, because you can't really go back.
No Danish pastries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the only country that's excluded. But the same principles apply, the same laws apply, and the same redress applies.
What do I do with gift vouchers? How am I covered on those?
The big bane of my life and the issues of people.
Just last week, reading the amount of vouchers that are going to be bought.
60%. 60% of gift vouchers are not used. Yeah. And the problem is, Colm, there's actually no law in Ireland in relation to gift vouchers. So it's very, very loose.
Right.
So when you're buying a gift voucher, there's a few little tips to watch out for. Check the terms and conditions. So does it say used by 6 months, 12 months, 9 months? Because if it doesn't say anything, you can use it for up to 6 years after. So watch out for that one, right? Number two, some gift voucher providers have this built-in admin monthly fee.
So it
eats into your credit or a voucher if you don't use it. So watch out for that as well.
Like, and that's because just, it's no loose. That's just a con.
Yes, Yes.
You know, like, what is that admin? It's not somebody actually having to work just for you. That's crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy. It's just an admin fee.
Somebody should take that as, like, illegal or
well,
take
there
it to
was,
court.
There was a motion put down, and maybe to politicians out there, was a motion put down to bring in legislation for gift vouchers, but it wasn't supported. So, again, talk to your local politician. But, I mean, at the end of the day, there's nothing on the programme there, government programme for this, but it should be something that should be protected. Okay. The third thing. We had the issue last year, I suppose, with the large music provider, which we won't mention the name.
Yeah.
And we discussed about it last year. So obviously, if you're buying items, gift vouchers or whatever, maybe buy it on the credit card, because you have that inbuilt protection that if something goes wrong, the shop goes bang, you have that protection with the credit card company that you can get that money back. So that's another consideration. And then other than that, just check the small print. Sometimes it says can't be used on a Monday, can't be used in conjunction with other products.
Yeah.
If it's lost, tough luck. So try and find out what's the backup. What if it's lost? What if it's stolen? Is there any registration? Is there any protection? So just know what you're doing. Know your rights, I suppose, before you buy.
What about, and I've heard this case where people would get a voucher for, let's say, a restaurant, and it could be for a year. So they go 8 months' time, and they ring up going, I'd like to take me, you know, use me voucher.
Yeah.
Oh, no, change of management.
You see, this is the problem. I suppose, you know, you buy, it's like going in to buy something in a store. If that store essentially is being bought over by somebody else, that's a different company, it's a different transaction.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose in the example of the music company we talked about, those gift vouchers were honoured, but it was a couple of months later after the change of hands and people had disposed of them and they were gone in the bin or whatever. And that was a goodwill gesture. So there could be a goodwill gesture by a new provider, but it's not compulsory. It's not a requirement. And the problem is, if you're in doubt, check with the company's office, CRO.ie, and see if that company has actually changed hand or it's just a baloney story again.
Okay, I'm going to throw a couple of questions at you that are coming in. First up, I have come up against shops refusing to take back goods they had marked half price and refusing to refund me. Is this lawful?
Okay, so when you bring an item back to a store, you are fully protected if there's a problem with the item, if it doesn't work or do what it's meant to do, right?
Right.
There is nothing in law that says, I want to bring something back because I've changed my mind or I just don't want it anymore, right? So there's absolutely no guarantee for this one. So that's at the discretion of the store. Some large organisations have a policy to say, yes, you can bring it back within 21 or 28 days, change your mind, we give you your money back or we give you a voucher. But that's at the discretion of the store and varies from different stores to stores.
Mm.
So changing your mind is something that is not protected under law and will vary from company to company, and you are not automatically covered. You only have rights if it's faulty or doesn't do what it meant to do, or the person you went into, say you're looking for a computer part, and I'm no techie, and you say, I wanted to do this, this, and this. If you ask the guy at the counter, this is what I'm looking for, and he gives you that part, you are then protected if it doesn't do what it's meant to do because you got the expert opinion from the guy in the store. So watch out for that. Maybe get the guy's name if you're buying a big item or something that you were looking out for. So just be careful. But changing your mind, not covered.
What if it just doesn't fit? Brought it home and thought it was extra large, but it doesn't fit.
Now, again, this is a bit of a contentious issue because I suppose from a male point of view, sizes can vary from different stores to stores. You think it might be one size to bring it home.
Yeah.
Always, you know, in hindsight, the best thing to do is always to try it on. Now, the argument would be, you could argue it's faulty because it's not the size that
it's
meant to be.
Yeah, it's not doing what I thought it was going to do,
Now, the argument you'd have to argue there, is this a standard size 36 or whatever?
Okay.
Or is there variance? It just makes it a little bit more difficult. You're not right, but you're not wrong, but you're fighting a battle which can become a little bit difficult. So just play it safe.
Somebody says, I bought a kettle in Currys in UK, brought it back to Ireland, but it wouldn't work. Took it back to Currys in Carlow with a receipt, but they wouldn't change or fix it. They said you have to bring it back to the UK store.
Yes. Now that, again, I would argue two things on that one. I would argue that, you know, you could get in contact with the European Consumer Centre and they could maybe liaise with Currys in the UK. It is part of the one branch umbrella.
Yeah.
The transaction took place there. Now, the argument here is that Currys in Ireland may be different than Currys in the UK, different trading companies. And if you're still unhappy, you can make a small claims court application here in Ireland for the UK.
Right.
So there's no absolute guarantee. But I suppose a large organisation should have good PR and should be very good for their customers, but they could be different trading entities, so it may be a problem.
Okay, come on, God, as usual, there's hundreds to come, and we will pass them on absolutely, to you when we finish, because I know you deal with them all. What about a holiday from hell that was missold? Offer €200 compensation for a €4,500 holiday.
Yes, there was a large company that hated me because I made a complaint about a holiday before. Yeah, I mean, again, the same rules apply. So, you know, if you're sold something, you're sold on the details that was presented to you. Any normal, reasonable person would go on the facts. So it's important when you're on holiday. Now, what we're talking about here is package holidays.
Yeah.
So the EU haven't caught up yet in relation to buying separately, so buying your flights in a combination. Package holidays are fully protected under law. So you must report the item when you're away on holidays. You must get a code number from the agent or a rep. You must report it within a period of time when you return, and the same principle applies for small claims. So small claims covers it up to the value of maximum €2,000. So if the item or redress is more than that, you have to go to district court. It's a little bit higher, but it's the same law. But it can be done, and it has been won before, and certainly, you know, it is important to take those cases if you're not happy.
I'll give you one more, but you probably have never had this one before. Uh-huh. I bought a windmill just over 2 years ago. It fell down in high wind. The company who installed it won't stand over the guarantee because they say we were supposed to turn it off in high winds. It was supposed to be guaranteed for 5 years. We've had to pay for the replacement parts, but they won't install it unless we pay them.
Now, in all my time, that's a new one. Now, this certainly is a new one.
There you go.
Okay, so follow the same principles. The principles are fitted by a reputable person. Now, if the customer was specifically told there's a requirement to turn it on or off at certain times, you could argue that's part of the operation of it. Now, I don't know the value of the windmill. It certainly could be a few thousand. Yeah. The same principles apply. So I would recommend you follow through the process as we would. In the book, we have a standard template letter quoting to people. You send it off, you give them 10 working days. If you're still not happy, you can seek legal redress, district court. I still think there'll be a redress for that person. It didn't do what it's meant to do. It didn't stand up to the test of time. And the weathering, and certainly in this country, certainly you'll be aware of mixed weather.
If they say that they said you're supposed to turn off in high wind, I suppose
that's
high wind. And is that the argument? Did they actually tell you that? Is that down in writing somewhere?
So I think you have a good case, and I'll follow that one up as part of the list. I think you have a very good case on this.
You
one.
And Don Quixote can go after that.
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll head it up. We'll head it on.
As always, good talking to you. And there's loads there as well.
We'll follow them all up after the show.
Yeah, we'll follow them up. And consumer rights. Know your rights. Actually, if you just walk into a shop and just hold this up, go, I'm here.
Yeah.
They must hate when you come into the shops, do they?
They do hate, And it's a good weapon. You can hit somebody with as well now. Not if you want to.
So you're doing a special at the moment. Yeah. Again, just remind me.
So €15, including postage packaging. So it's specifically for Colm Hayes listeners. So you can get it online at openpress.com.
Yeah.
Put in the promo code 2FM consumer, all together, no gaps. Or you can phone Dublin 01278 5090, and we'll get it out to you by next week.
And we'll put up all those details on our website
Thanks,
as well. Andrew, have yourself a good Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself.